introduce our first speaker, and I give you Kirk T. out of the D.C. area.
Morning. My name's Kirk. I'm an addict. And really, I'm resisting the urge to break out singing in Karanongi. I bought 8-9 bars of a... I don't know why that comes up. Every time I get near a microphone, I think I can sing. Anyway, y'all almost didn't get a chance to hear me speak because I almost got to rumbling with my co-spokesperson right here. We almost got to rumbling, which y'all really was going to see a demonstration of how the program don't work. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Just to let you know a little bit about who I am, because that's important. Because a lot of people get up here, and I can't tell if they ever used or not. Let me say this here. I used. I was on dope for a long time. It tore me apart. Started when I was a kid, around 66, and it didn't stop until 96. So you can imagine all the stuff that happened in between there. And so, man, in that time, when I finally got here, I didn't really think that this kind of stuff would work for me. I really didn't. I had a whole lot of misgivings, not so much about the program, but about whether or not I was one of those people that could apply it. Because, man, I was a pretty disobedient guy. I wasn't going to follow no rules. I wasn't going to do nothing nobody told me. None of that kind of stuff. So they were suggesting that, what's the thing that they say? Through my inability to accept life on life terms, I was creating my own problems. So I said, oh, man, they talking about somebody else, man. Because that ain't none of me. You know what I mean? I face all my stuff. I ain't no faggy. You know what I mean? Anything that happened, I'm right there. So I had to, man, first of all, get in touch with some truths about myself, which wasn't very easy. Because, man, I lived with self-deception for a long time. I tricked myself into thinking that, man, I was the toughest dude in 8 states. That when I walked, you could hear the ground make noise and all that kind of junk. So it was hard for me to, man, you know what I mean, get past all that ego junk, right? I was a teeny dude, but I thought I was a big guy with, you know what I mean, a Jack and the Beanstalk type attitude. Where I was, man, kill the giant and everybody else around him. So, man, I couldn't get to that, maybe. I couldn't get with maybe. I was the problem. Thank you. Thank you. And so it was a hard time for me to wrap my mind around that, man, maybe I could be the source of this problem. And so for the first couple of years in here, I had problems. And the one truth I could get in touch with is that, man, I would do that to myself. I couldn't lie about that. I would do that in the penitentiary, out the penitentiary. I wasn't very religious. What happened was, for me, the wind got out my sail. I stopped being Christopher Columbus, and I just ain't had no more wind in my sail. You know, and I was end up dead in the water. I couldn't move right, couldn't move left, couldn't swim, wasn't no wind blowing, and I ain't had nowhere else to go, and I landed here. And the first dude I had as a sponsor, and I'm out the inner city, I'm from Washington. All y'all ain't from Washington, y'all don't know me, but they don't really now like me around there. So the last time I did one of these things was about 11 years ago. because they felt that I was too abrasive. You know what I mean? It wasn't enough God in my stuff there. So they didn't ask me back to do no more. So it's been 11 years since I came back to, you know, do a workshop. But the one thing I could get in touch with was the truth about myself. You know, I knew that, man, deep down in my heart, I was the person that was creating these conditions in my life, and I didn't know how to stop. And so the guy I had was a white guy. No, white guy, I'm out there in the city. I had a white dude sponsor, you know what I mean? And man, he hadn't used since 68 sometime. So man, you know I didn't believe that. Man, ain't nobody done not don't had no willie since no 68, man. You know what I mean? That couldn't be now true, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody good as Willie was around here, ain't nowhere in the world. He ain't had none since 68. You know what I mean? So I used to say, man, he lying, man. You know what I mean? But anyway, man, the dude helped me understand about the first steps and what the steps was and told me that there was going to be the beginning of a solution-oriented process where I began to look at myself, why I did various things, and whether I was going to be open to the solution and willing to get into the solution. Of course I ain't think that was my problem. I thought, all in, here's my problem. I don't have Willie. I don't have a problem unless I don't have anything to put in a top. That's the only time I have a problem. When I have something to put in a top, I don't have a problem. So, man, the dude was patient with me. You know, follow me for the first couple of years, man. I couldn't understand that out of nobody. You know, somebody, man, that was that compassionate, that kind, that he followed me for 2 years to see how I was doing. He was in California. And every time I look up, I was getting a call, or he was getting somebody to contact me to see how I was doing. I said, God damn, man. Wonder what's going on with the dude in Yen. Wonder if the dude think me and him gonna what's his name or something. So, you know, when I got to the phone, I told him, I said, look, man, I'm not what's his name and nothing, man, so don't, you know me. Any use in you coming up with that one right there. But, man, that's the spiritual part of this that I think that can't be bought. I couldn't arrange that on my own. And that was the first lesson I got into this. Not to think I already knew before the situation could arise. Trying, man, dictating the situation be such that it fits whatever my mind think that, you know, I let stuff flow. And that's how I've been doing the whole time I've been here. Putting one foot in front of the other, and man, trusting in the process of the program. Man, you know, it ain't been easy, because man, I'm a hard-headed dude. You know what I mean? I'm very, very disobedient. I'm arrogant. I'm a teeny dude, so man, you know what I mean? First thing I want to do, if you king size, I'm see really if you want to rumble. See if I can bamboozle you there. You know what I mean? So, man, I had this problem. I've been having this stuff all my life. And when I started looking at who I was, man, it was a recurring problem. Recurring problems, man. I was a lot of times unsure about who I was and who I wanted to be. I was uncomfortable with myself, which made Willie look good when he finally came in my life. And that wasn't the first drug. Willie wasn't the first thing. The first thing I used was Cabone, and that was cleaning fluid. Now, I was a sanitary dude. I got me a brand spanking new handkerchief each and every time I done it. So I was a sanitary dude. But it's a, when you did it, it's just bells used to go, bing, and then on your head and all that. And I used to dig that, Jack, you know what I'm saying? I used to dig that binging sound in my head there, you know what I mean? So, man, something was wrong with me, man. No, and I didn't get a chance to see maybe what it was until I got here and was open to hearing what other people were saying about what their symptoms were and try to identify in. And I forget, man, I remember I was locked up and the old dude said, man, I was 18. He said, man, you want to be here when you're 48? I said, man, I got mad with him. You know, them old dudes was talking all that junk, but they was killers, and I really didn't, you know what I mean? I would stab you after you ran into the knife. So, man, I ain't, you know, really challenging my boss. He kept saying, he said, man, you want to be here when you're in your 40s? So, man, I got kind of mad. But he was telling me that I was recreating the same set of circumstances that was going to almost ensure that I was going to be in jail in my 40s. And I was. And it was baffling to me. And I was saying, man, how you know that, man? Now I understand since I've been here. Man, and when I was here, when I got here, I was recreating the same set of circumstances over and over because I wasn't open. I didn't want to become more expansive. River flow, life flow. My beliefs about who I am should also become more expansive. Can't stay a kid. Maturity and growth is a part of the human experience. You know what I mean? And to try to keep that stagnant and stay stopped from growing is insane. And I was trying to do that. I was trying to stay, you understand me? I'm out here, don't bit more care. That's when I started shooting dope. That's what I used to say. I'm out here. I don't bit more care. And that's it. My foundation. I got open to listening to how you transform yourself. What you did. What steps you took. What techniques you used. I was open to that. To become more expansive in my personality. And I was willing to get in the solution. Now, that didn't happen right away. I started having trouble. I was in the program about 5 years, lost a bunch of jobs. One job I lost, man, that job was, man, that was a sweet job, man. Look, for real, when I used to get my check, I should have did it like this here. Because I ain't do nothing. And I blew that job. So I had to let the dude know that he was a faggot. I could rumble. No, he needed to dig himself. You know what I mean? Me and him could get the rumbling anytime. And man, I walked the street a whole year, man. Ain't have nary job. Nary a job. Had to put another hole in my belt. No, because I wasn't willing to get into the solution. No, the dude used to say, Kirk, every time you're having a problem, your solution is not to use. Your problem is you. Your solution is not to use. And, man, that would escape me. They always say, man, the watch calm step is, what's the one they say? What's that old Herman shit y'all say around here, man? Oh, the first step is the one you got to work. What's the name? But that's the one I can't work perfect. If I could work imperfect, see y'all. If he was the one that I was sure I had down pat, I would be gone, Jim. Because all the rest of that stuff, I wouldn't practice. All that humility and, no, come on. Leave us not do that to each other and all that. I wouldn't do none of that stuff, man. Come on, Jim. I wouldn't do none of that old humble stuff. And let us apologize, you know. Let us sit down and do the eighth and ninth step together and everything. God would not want us to be arguing and everything like this here. Man, I wouldn't do none of that stuff, man. If it wasn't for, this is part of this process that makes me whole. It's a comprehensive process that makes me whole, that rounds out my personality, that keeps me balanced. And man, I always teeter-tottering on the edge. It's been like that since I was a kid. I'm in the Myron Barry thing, right? And I'm getting ready to get down from here because to me, talking much, you know what I mean? I think that you're supposed to talk some, but you know what I mean? Nigga needs to shut the hell up sometime around this motherfucker. I'm in the Myron Barry thing. I'm in a documentary around Washington. I didn't know I was in. I ain't getting that dime out of it. They didn't give me nothing. I ain't getting nine nickel out of that. So I was running around figuring out who I might could sue to get me a few dolls. Anyway, the dude doing the thing, and the Myron Barr thing, you can't hear what I'm saying. You know, I got on a London Fog hat. This was a long time ago. And the dude got the microphone in my face, and you can't hear what I'm saying in Nine Lives of Myron Barr, but in the DC documentary, I'm saying, I've been fighting with myself since I was a kid. That's what I'm saying. And that fight didn't stop, man. And it continues. Believe me, I don't know what the hell I would do if it don't be for y'all. I will fuck myself around quick, fast, and in a hurry. And then be fucked up afterwards that she ain't hit me. Cause that's my pattern, man. If I ain't staying in this program, I wouldn't have any hope whatsoever of staying clean. And I know it. Now, if you ain't grateful, I am. Even though I don't all the time show it. It's just not possible for me, man. You know what I mean? I'm human. I'm one of them among this, you understand? One day I'm this, the next day, I might be trying to bust your goddamn head open. Which is why I need to get this in, because I know it's going to be, if I live long enough, they ain't going to let me do no more of these for another 10 years. Because I told you they don't dig me around there, man. Look, they say I ain't even in recovery. My name come up, they say, who? Man, that man ain't even in recovery around here. I said, Dad, Jack, I ain't in recovery. So, man, you know what I mean? I'm going to say this before I go. The knowledge, the repository, and I said this in that first joint I did. all the knowledge that I need about staying sober, me staying clean and machine, watch my language, because they'll tear my ass up about that. No, you can't say none of that kind of stuff no more. I know Jimmy K ought to be lucky he ain't around now. They'll tear his damn ass up, man. Jimmy K said, and the addict, you know, addict and alcoholic, man, they would tear Jimmy K's ass up, man. Jimmy K couldn't lead no meetings around this motherfucker, man. Not saying that kind of stuff, right? So I'm going to say it again, the repository, all the knowledge I need about how to stay clean resides in these rooms. I'm going to get up from here and get on from up here for after Rumble, this lady right here. And thank y'all.